And it doesn't have to be big organizations or big ideas that can help revive Detroit. There are plenty of individuals doing their part to keep the city alive and the area around it. One of those individuals would be Brianna Moore of Oak Park. Brianna is 17. She was just recognized by a San Francisco group called Action for Nature. They've given her an International Young Eco Hero Award for her efforts to clean up the community. Brianna joins us now. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. Your desire to clean up the environment, I guess it started with a fishing trip with your dad in Elizabeth Park in Trenton. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yes. I was fishing with my father, and we were sitting on a dock, and I seen cigarette butts floating in the water. So I got very upset because I learned in my ninth grade biology class about how cigarette butts do not break down into the environment. So I got me a plastic bag and started picking them up out the water as far as I could reach them.
And that got you going. And now you actually have a foundation called the Green Lifesaver Recycling Foundation. What's the mission?
Yes, the mission is to clean up every park and riverway and try to get as many people involved as I can.
I read that you head out each week and you get your rubber gloves and you start picking up trash?
Yes, I try to go out each week, but since I started my summer internship, it's gotten kind of hard. I try to make it as much as I can.
Now, I guess your big concern is those cigarette butts, because you can't take those back to the recycling center, can you?
No.
What do you do with them?
Well, when I found out that they can be recycled, I found a place called TerraCycle online, and they recycle all kinds of neat things. They recycle chip bags and turn them into the very pretty pencil cases, book bags, and wallets. So that's where I found the website, TerraCycle.
Brianna, what do you want to do after high school? Do you want to make this your work?
Well, actually, I want to be a psychologist and practice this as my hobby and something that I can build as a foundation later on in life and make it stronger and worldwide.
Now, you won $300 when you got the International Young Eco Hero Award. Tell us, what'd you do with the money?
Well, basically, with the money, I use it to help get plastic bags because, you know, TerraCycle, they recycle the plastic bags we spin back with the cigarette butts and also the water bottles we recycle those, and then the plastic bags. So I just bought supplies to help in my journey.
Well, Brianna Moore of Oak Park, we are proud to honor you as well as an International Young Eco Hero. Thank you for talking with us, Brianna.
Thank you.